In the city of Pacifica, about 15 miles south of San Francisco, an apartment building is on the verge of falling off a cliff. Dozens of residents were forced to leave after recent El Nino storms sped up the erosion going on beneath the building. But they're having trouble finding places to go, and it highlights an ongoing problem for Pacifica. The storms have already destroyed a local seawall and damaged the town pier. That, plus the slow-motion building collapse, is forcing the city to come up with a plan for how to deal with the looming threat of its mighty ocean neighbor and still keep its identity as a quiet coastal town. KALW's Audrey Dilling reports.
When I pull up to the building at 310 Esplanade Avenue, all of the doors to the 20 apartments have yellow signs on them that say restricted use in big block letters. Most of the residents are already out. They're only allowed to go inside to grab their final loads. And that's exactly what Jeff Bowman is doing. He's packing his last boxes into a pickup truck parked out front.
And so what are you doing?
Moving.
Where is all that stuff going?
To a storage facility that costs an arm and a leg.
When I stopped into two of the three self-storage places in Pacifica, they told me, yeah, they'd gotten calls from Esplanade residents. But there aren't many spaces open right now. One worker said they've been full for about the past 3 years. She tied it to the affordability crisis going on in the Bay Area. People losing their homes and needing a place to put their stuff. But right now, it's not the economy pushing Jeff Bowman out of his home. It's the environment.
Are you concerned? You sound like no. You didn't want to leave.
Well, nobody does. It's just premature, I think, but it's the city, so.
For anyone who's seen the footage of the cliff below the building crumbling away in chunks, premature sounds more than optimistic right now. It sounds crazy.
Do you know where you, long-term, where you'll go?
At this point, I'm just trying to move. Sweetheart, it's raining, and I gotta get out of the rain. Okay, I appreciate your time, though.
Right now, it's about noon. The forecast for today says another storm should roll in by about 4. It's supposed to bring 15-foot waves. And yes, that's more bad news for the cliff.
Pacifica has a somewhat special condition in that the materials that the cliffs are composed of are exceptionally weak.
Brian Collins is a researcher with the USGS.
So it's strong enough that it can form a vertical cliff face, but it's weak enough that it doesn't take that much to make it fall down.
All it takes is, say, some huge waves. As the waves crash against the base of the cliff, they erode the sand. And that can make the whole cliff face too steep, which leads to
cliff failure that might go all the way up to the top of the cliff.
Cliff failure, meaning the stuff at the top of the cliff doesn't have much below to support it, and it all falls down.
Hi there. Do you have a minute? I'm with KALW Public Radio.
Juliet Kolotkin is packing up apartment number 73. She takes my intrusion as an opportunity to shove a few items into a trash bag on her front stoop.
Where are you going?
Right now, I'm staying with my friend's house. And they offered me the Red Cross Center, but they don't have a shower over there.
The shelter was at a church, so the city gave out passes for people to shower at a nearby pool. Just a temporary solution until the residents could find a different place to crash. Right now, it's hard to find even short-term accommodations because of the Super Bowl.
It was very nice of them to do that for us. But I guess, yeah, until I find a place.
Will you be able to find similar rent?
No. We found this one here. It's going for like...
She points to the building across the street.
Two bedroom is 2,400. One bedroom is like 2,100. So, you know, we have no choice. Though it's going to be hard. It's going to be $400 or $500 more of what you pay.
Do you feel safe? Do you want to be leaving?
Well, right now that I've seen the bluff, I think it's time to move. It's time to go.
Did you think about that when you moved in here? Was it a concern?
No, I love the place, you know, the view and the ocean, you know?
She opens the door wider so I can see straight through the apartment, through a sliding glass door in the back, to a vast ocean view.
Yeah.
You'd like that, you know, but yeah, we kind of, you know, there will be a point where that's going to happen, but we don't know when.
We've been keeping an eye on that property as well for the last several years.
Lori Tinfo is Pacifica's city manager.
Because we were concerned that it was going to get to the point where it was no longer, that the integrity was compromised, and that's where we are now.
Tinfo says protecting this particular building, and now demolishing it, is the property owner's responsibility. Same with the second building he owns next door. But he actually declared bankruptcy last year, so Tinfo says it's looking like the city's going to have to pick up the tab to knock down both buildings, almost $1 million. And then she's got to worry about protecting the rest of Pacifica, because a lot of the city is built along the cliff or down near the beach.
More than half of our businesses are located in the coastal zone, and all of our hotels except for one.
Is there a long-term plan for preventing this kind of thing in the future?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Currently, we don't have a plan, but this has really sort of brought focus to the need to figure out what we're doing in the longer term.
Tinfo has only been city manager for about 2 years. She's not sure why there wasn't a clear strategy for how to deal with this kind of thing when she came on board, especially since it's happened before. She says maybe it's a lack of money or vision. But with increased concern over sea level rise,
this is not an issue that we can continue not to have a plan for the continued viability of the city.
For now, she's declared a state of emergency. That means she can try to get some of the $30 million California sets aside for disasters like this. She can only use that money for public property, like fixing the busted seawall and the pier. And as for the displaced tenants, a San Mateo County supervisor has promised to find the money to help them pay first and last month's rent.
I mean, some people look at the situation and say, why would you move onto a cliff? Like, would you want to live on that cliff?
No, I wouldn't. But people love to live close to the ocean. It's got a real draw for a lot of people, and yet it comes with hazards.
Down near the Pacifica Pier, people are starting to gather to watch the incoming storm. It's nearing 4 o'clock when the big waves are supposed to start rolling in. It's still just drizzling. John Bueno is leaning against the pier with a hot cup of coffee.
Do you have any idea how tall these waves are?
These are probably about, well, the waves right now, they're calming down a little bit. It might be like around 10 feet.
Bueno says waves this big are pretty typical for this time of year.
But some of them, I've been watching them out there, and some of them are getting like around, look at this one. Woohoo! Some of them, look at that one. It's getting up like around 15, maybe 20 feet, maybe not quite 20 yet.
Bueno likes to come here to watch the waves. He lives just down the street, about a block off the beach. He says you can't beat the view. In Pacifica, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.